Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds again. Let's get right into it. Absolutive, adjective from 1948, of relating to or being, blah, 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 of relating to or being an inflectional morpheme, that is M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E, morpheme, that typically marks the subject of an intransitive verb or the direct object of a transitive verb in an ergative language, or ergative, I'm not sure. Yep, don't know what that means. Moving on. Absolutize. Verb, yep, from 1919, to make absolute, convert into an absolute. Next is absolve. This is from Middle English, from the Latin absolvere, from which is combined from ab and solvere, which means to loosen. And there's more information at the word solve. 15th century. Number one, to set free from an obligation or the consequences of guilt. Two, to remit a sin by absolution. Synonym is exculpate. Yep, E-X-C-U-L-P-A-T-E. And absolver is a noun. Next is absorb. Verb from the Anglo-French absorbir, which means to swallow up, which is from the Latin absorbere, A-B-S-O-R-B-E-R-E. And the second to last E has a line across the top, which is made from ab and sorbere, to suck up. It says akin to lith sorbti, to sip. Lith, maybe that's Lithuanian, I'm not sure. So this word S-U-R-B-T-I means to sip. And then it also says Greek, just says G-K, but I think that's Greek. Rophane, R-O-P-H-E-I-N. I don't know if the P-H makes a F sound, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Rophane, which means to gulp down. From the 15th century, one, to take in and make part of an existent whole, as in the capacity of China to absorb invaders. 2a, to suck up or take up, as in a sponge absorbs water, or charcoal absorbs gas, or plant roots absorb water. 2b, to take in. Synonyms are acquire and learn, as in convictions absorbed in youth. That's from M.R. Cohen. 2c, synonyms are use up, consume, as in the fever absorbed her strength. Number three, to engage or engross wholly, and that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, as in absorbed in thought. I'm often absorbed in thought. 4a, number one, so there's three different forms of 4A, and there's also a 4B. Anyway, 4A1, to receive without recoil or echo, as in provided with a sound-absorbing surface. 4A2, synonyms are endure and sustain, as in absorbing hardships. 4A3, assume and bear are synonyms, as in the expenses were absorbed by the company. 4b, to transform radiant energy into a different form, especially with a resulting rise in temperature, as in the earth absorbs the sun's rays. Absorbability is a noun, Absorbable is adjective, and absorber is a noun. And this word is starting to sound really weird, as often happens when you say a word or see a word many times. Next, we have absorbance, noun from 1947. The ability of a layer of a substance... Let's make sure I read that right. The ability of a layer of a substance to absorb radiation expressed mathematically as the negative common logarithm of transmittance. Absorbance. Next we have absorbency. This is a noun from 1859. 1. The quality or state of being absorbent. 2. It's a slightly different spelling, absorbency. The first one is a B-E-N-C-Y, and this one, another spelling, can be B-A-N-S, or no, C-Y. And then the synonym just says absorbance. That's it. Great. Next word is absorbent. A-B-S-O-R-B-E-N-T, or it can be spelled B-A-N-T. Adjective from the Latin absorbent, absorbens, which is from absorbere, 1718, able to absorb, as in as absorbent as a sponge, like a child's brain. Next we have absorbing, adjective from 1876, fully taking one's attention. Engrossing is a synonym, as in an absorbing novel. Absorbingly is the adverb. Next we have absorptance. A-B-S-O-R-P-T-A-N-C. Absorptant. Absorptance. There we go. Noun from absorption, and adding an A-N-C-E at the end, from around 1931. The ratio of the radiant energy absorbed by a body to that incident upon it. Here's a fun one. Absorptiometry. Is that right? A-B-S-O-R-P-T-I-O-M-E-T-R-Y. Absorptiometry. I think that is correct. Apologies for stumbling through this. Okay. Noun from absorption and adding metry at the end, 1951. Measurement of the amount of radiation absorbed, as by living tissue, especially to determine density. It says compare it to dual energy X-ray absorptiometry. I guess that's how it, the sh sounds weird to me, but I don't know this word. Next, we have absorption. Noun, it is looking like French and Latin. Latin is from absorption, which is ab plus sorptio, which is from absorbere. 1741, 1a, the process of absorbing or of being absorbed. Compare it to the word adsorption. 1b, interception of radiant energy or sound waves. 2, entire occupation of the mind, as in absorption in his work. Absorptive is the adjective. Next is absorption band, noun from 1865. A dark band in an absorption spectrum. Also is called an absorption line. I'm very curious what that is. I might have to look that up. Next is absorption line, what we just said. Noun from around 1889, a dark line in an absorption spectrum. So it's either a band or a line. Next and last word for this episode is absorption spectrum. Oh, funny you should mention absorption spectrum. Noun from 1869, an electromagnetic spectrum in which a decrease in intensity of radiation at specific wavelengths or ranges of wavelengths characteristic of an absorbing substance is manifested, especially as a pattern of dark lines or bands. I think I know a little bit about this, but like I know different stars or planets give off different, I guess it's electromagnetic spectrums, different, you know, visual light and not visual light wavelengths that are different colors and things. So that's probably related to that. But yeah, I might need to look and see it visually because I'm kind of a visual learner. And with that, we will end this episode. Thank you for listening all the way through, which most of you probably didn't do. So I appreciate that. Thank you, and I will talk to you in the next one.